Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Fuji, but it's a special Flashback Friday because we're celebrating the Reverend Martin Luther King holiday. But before we go to that, let me get to the church announcements. The 18th of January, we will have we'll have Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath again for another life coaching lesson. Ignite Spirit. I love that. And also on Tuesday the 20th, we will have DJ Frankie Vibes, House of Inspiration. And then on the 27th, we'll have Youth Christ with our new co-host, IC the Great, and with our resident youth DJ, DJ Shaheem, and we're also adding a Sister Kenya's Poetry Corner in the youth show as well. So definitely tune in and support the youth. I'm glad and love those who listen live, and I love those who listen later. It really humbles me and touches my heart that you're supporting the ministry. If you ever wanted to reach the ministry, you can go to our website, www.journeyhomeministries.org. And there we have many resources for you. We have Christian life coaching. We have Bible study. We have the youth show. And we have gospel house music with our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vi. But definitely visit the website and pretty much any way you want it, we try to give it. All right, I am so excited about this show. And the reason I'm excited about this show is because it gives us all a chance to examine our philosophies. You know, the one thing that has been irritating me so much is that Martin Luther King was a pastor. He was a minister. And whether I'm not a big fan of Reverend or it really doesn't matter, you call yourself Reverend or just minister or, you know, it doesn't matter, but it's as if we had taken God out of the scenario. He was able to do the things that he did because of the glory he gave to God. When you listen to his speeches and you listen to him talk, you know, it's all praise be to the Lord. You know, I've been to the mountaintop and, you know, he walked this Christian life that included peace and power. And he had a lot of influence with not only God, but with man. But this is important to me because we can't keep erasing the core foundation of a belief system just to say we're celebrating this day. No, he was a reverend and he believed in Jesus and he preached the word. In most of his famous speeches, he's preaching the word of God. And that's what he means by his truth is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He's talking about the truth of Jesus because Jesus says, I am the truth, the way, and the light in John 14, chapter 6, verse. So when we sit back and we celebrate this holiday, let's remember he was a minister and that God used him in order to change the world because his attitude and his steps were ordered in a godly way. They were ordered in order, in peace, in protection. It was ordered by the Most High. He was called into that position by the Most High, and he praised the Most High every chance he got, from what I have studied and learned about him. Okay, everybody. I'm just going on and on, and we have, we're gonna let Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King bring forth the word from here. And here we go. We're up. Oops! Before we start, we're going to the dance break. We're gonna do that first. You decided to switch it up a little bit, but we're gonna do the dance break first. And I have to explain the purpose of the dance break is for us to get up, if we can. If we can't, clap our hands, snap our fingers, wiggle our toes, do whatever you can do to give God praise, give God honor, and give God glory. It's the time for you to dance around like someone who's on fire for God. This also gives you a chance to see what the DJ is trying to say to you, because this is in itself his ministry. This is how he spreads the word in the kingdom. So without further ado, we're going to get this party started right. Okay? We're going to get this party started right. And this is DJ Vibe. DJ Frankie Vibe is what I'm trying to say. Gospel house mix for the week. And here we go.
You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless.
You don't have to make your subject and your role. long since learned that be a follower of Jesus Christ means taking up the cross. My Bible tells me that Good Friday comes before Easter. For the crown we wear there is the cross that we must bear. Let us bear it for truth, bear it for justice, bear it for peace.
yeah, get that praise on with Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix by DJ Frankie Vi. God bless everybody.
Hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed myself. You know, usually doing the Frankie Vibes dance break, I go on to Facebook or Twitter and I will tweet or give an up status update of a line from the mix. And there was a couple of ones that I wanted to do. But the spirit had me so hooked to this mix, I couldn't do anything but start snapping my fingers and tapping my toes and letting my heart become full with the goodness of God, because that's what we do when what happens when we praise Him. We allow Him to become present in our lives, in our situations. You know, you want to get the best way to get out of any situation that you're in that might be negative. You could be out of work. You may be short of money like a lot of people are these days, just trying to survive. But in the kingdom, there's riches and plenty of supplies and things that we need to keep going. In the kingdom of God, you know, we don't talk a lot about that sometimes, but the kingdom of God is here on earth. Christ said that He came that we might live an abundant life. He didn't mean when we get to heaven, He meant now, that we would live an abundant life. So the kingdom of God is working within, you know, we're here. Angels are here. And we're working within the system that is not created by God. It's created by man, like money and so on and so forth. But it is the people and the power of the believers that will always persevere over any darkness. The victory has been won. The victory is already won. So there's nothing for us to fear, but the only thing that we need to do is start really thinking about the kingdom and experiencing it fully today. All right, the reading for the week comes from Hebrews 12th chapter, the 28th verse. It says, "Therefore, we must be thankful that we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because we are thankful, we must serve God with fear and awe in a way that pleases Him." Now, when He says fear and awe, He doesn't want you to be afraid of Him. Like I just said, He didn't give us a spirit of fear. But being in fear and awe is being so overtaken by the experience that it paralyzes you. So you are just in you know, this state where you can't move away from it. You're seeing the power of God. You're seeing God Himself manifest Himself in a certain situation. And you just are just in awe of who He is, what He can do, just being God, you know, just being God. So it's not a fear thing. It's a respect. It's a attitude towards God that we would be completely mesmerized as He works here on earth and gets His kingdom ready for His Son's return. All right, everybody. Woo! I'm on fire tonight. You know, I'm stumbling around a little bit, but what I find is when, I start, sometimes I'm on the phone and I start talking about the Lord and I start really getting into it and the call will drop or something will happen. So let me move on and introduce the next song. The next song is Golden Thread by Catherine Kendricks, because we all need each other. And the need of That is Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick. You know, if we're all different, we're all uniquely designed by our Father. And so it would be a golden thread to weave us all together and for us to all live in peace and harmony with each other. That is what the goal is. You know, we can agree to disagree, but that shouldn't shut down love. That shouldn't shut down compassion. That shouldn't shut down mercy. And it shouldn't shut down peace. And you can call peace into it. Peace be still. That's what he told his disciples that they can do and had the power to stop the waves from crashing up against their boat. All they needed to do was have faith and say, peace, be still. And it would have been so. All right, next up on the mic is Daniel Woodson with Use Me.
Where do I go? Who do I choose? Sometimes I just don't know. Listen.
Please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt. I'm locked inside my cell, having visions in my head. Lord, please help me before I wind up dead. I'm trapped inside these walls, someone else has got my kids. My baby, I can't hold him, and he don't know who I is. My oldest one is begging me, crying on the phone. And it's hard for me to say that mommy won't be coming home. I guess I shouldn't have said, but I guess I was thinking about them. I just never thought that I would have to serve a bit. Now, Lord, can you help me with this life that I live? Lord, can you help me cause some things got to give? Lord, can you hear these tears I'm crying in the night? I don't know what's happening, but my spirit ain't right. I'm saying, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, my father, please hear this. Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, my father, please hear this.
Now time's gotten older, I'm up for parole, and I wish that I could say that all was well with my soul. I've come a long way from where I used to be, but fear's got me wondering if I'm strong enough to leave. What you're saying needs a change, but the world sees my tracks. A nickel bag of weed and a quarter ounce of smack. So God don't let me get out on the street and turn into the person that I used to be. Sometimes I hear them call, but the streets are still the same. Resistance running low, got me thinking about the game. To you, Lord, I surrender, and my life is in your hands. But you gotta let me know if this is part of your plan. What I really need is prayer, so I sit down on the bed. Heart pounding in my chest, put my head down in my hands. Then I heard a voice speak down in my spirit. It set my soul on fire, and I want y'all to hear it. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? Use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to miss. If you've never heard a thing, my father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you've never heard a thing, my father, please hear this.
Daughter of Zion, I heard your prayer. You thought I wasn't listening, but believe me, I was there. I heard you call, and baby, that's a fact. The times you didn't see me, when I had you on my back, you said I brought you out of trouble, but you went back in. If you want me to forgive, you gotta turn away from sin. Gotta give up all those crazy things that you used to do, like midnight conversations hanging with your old crew. And when Satan comes around and over and try to tempt you, say, baby, there's a door, don't let the doorknob hit you. I gave you free will, don't give that will to me. My name's Jehovah Jireh, I got everything you need. Let me know you're real with this, get back into the church. You may not quote the Bible, but at least give me a verse. And when times get hard, and you say you want to leave, turn your eyes to heaven and give it all to me and say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? Use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, my father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, my father, please hear this. Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, my father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, my father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, my father, please hear this.
All right. That was Daniel Whitson with Use Me. You know, we've all have a history, a past. And God will use anyone he chooses to use. So don't think that you're ever not worthy to serve the Lord, because you are, just as you are. He said, just as you are, okay? So make sure that you're not holding yourself back, trying to get ready and get yourself to a point where you can serve God, because you're already ready, you're already there. He knows who you are and what you do. All right, let's go back to the reading. For the week, Hebrews 12th chapter, the 28th verse, it says, therefore, we must be thankful that we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because we are thankful, we must serve God with fear and awe in the way that pleases Him. Again, fear and awe, it means that you're just absolutely mesmerized. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, so He's not saying be afraid of God. God doesn't want us to be afraid of Him, but He wants us to be in reverence of Him, to be in just awe, just like, oh my Lord, it's my Lord. You know. Okay, everybody, next up on the mic is a song by London Bridges, Round and Round. I love this song because I need you and you need me, and here we go.
My sister, I close my eyes and wait to see you carrying the world strapped to your back like a tree, a Hercules in the feminine. You keep a strong face, real metal, but it's artificial skin. And somewhere in the world, I can hear you breathe, feel you move in our womb, cause you're my identical twin. And if you high, I'm high, we both fly. And when you cry, I cry. We both inner thigh, feel the rumble, then constrict. I reach out to blow you a soft kiss. I speak out to dig you out of a ditch. I leak out my love and hope that it won't miss your veins in the pupils. Quadruple stress minus negative stress, which adds more or less the feeling of being oppressed. But here in the now, you are the sun and I am the shine. Rubbing your skin with vitamin D calamine, preparing you for the battle down the line. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my sister's keeper.
It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like round and round. We go up and down. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me. It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like round and round. We go up and down. I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are one.
My brother, when I think about your challenges, I see scales, weights, balances, injustice. An abstract, concrete, three-dimensional form. In proportion to the contortion, three-ring circus, which forced you to react or stand back as a statue. Chiseled ivory black. Too strong, lest you crack. And society scatters the pieces. I see no faults in your flaws. Just a means to be your queen and shore you up. I glean your needs without words. Let me fill your cup. I know you are God. Let me lift you up to let you rest your mind. Let me suck the poison from your wound. Your time is coming soon. Lay your head on my lap. I will rub the dreads, work the tension out. Refuel your station without a doubt. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my brother's keeper.
You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you. You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for
it
you.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me. It goes
round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are.
It goes
round and round
and then
up and down. It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me.
It goes
round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down. I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me.
It goes
round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are one.
And we are one. That we definitely are in the kingdom of God. We are one You are my brothers. You are my sisters. Besides being my friends, you are my support system. I'm so grateful that the ministry is being supported by so many people who listen to the shows. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Actually, in February the 8th will be our 7th year anniversary, incorporated in 2008. So if I counted that right, that's what it's going to be. All right, next up on the mic is Break Free by Project Oasis. Hope you like it here. Go. That was Project Oasis with Break Free, everybody. I'm having such a good time. And we're actually going to do something that we've never done on Flashback Friday or any other show. We're going to roll in the way we rolled out. And we're going to roll out the way we rolled in. Okay. So we're going to go back to the gospel House Mix from DJ Frankie Vi with the speeches of Dr. King, and he is delivering the word for us today. And here we go.
You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless.
needed to stop right there. Because we definitely got to roll out the way we always roll out. But how great the art by society and music. First, I want to thank you all. Thank you all so very much for tuning in and supporting the ministry. It means a lot to us. If you don't forget that the 27th, we will be interviewing Remnants of Worship. So definitely check us out on the Youth for Christ show at that time. Also, don't miss Minister Kimberly Horvath's, Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath, segment that's going to be on the 18th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right, everybody. Peace, love, and I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. Let your friends know about it. Pass on the links to what you have to do. Well, let's spread the word, and let's spread the word fast so our Savior can come home. All right, here is How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And here we go.